USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators in both parties briefed recently by senior Biden administration officials on negotiations with Iran say they doubt Tehran will agree to any new deal to limit its development of nuclear weapons. A 15-year-old boy was reportedly killed at a Juneteenth celebration in Washington, D.C. overnight, while a police officer and two other adults were injured. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti says a fight caused the event to be shut down at the Mochella Music Festival, and that's when it turned into chaos.
So once the officers shut the event down, there were several MPD resources as well as public safety resources from DC Fire and EMS that were also on the scene trying to clear out the area because there were several people who were injured as a result of their leg or ankles being trampled as they tried to run from the area.
USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This bourbon has a smoky flavor that'll go great with your grill.
Nice!
Wow, and look at that price.
Well done.
I prefer medium rare. Your neighbors will love it. Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
Stanley Cup Finals over the weekend. Colorado got goal happy against Tampa Bay, 7-0. Game 3 is tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. All this talk from lawmakers about gun control, and many are asking, where's the bill?
As the nation continues to grieve following a string of mass shootings, including at a Texas elementary school, a group of senators have announced a bipartisan framework agreement for gun safety. The proposal is slated to emphasize enhanced mental health services, along with expanding background checks for those under the age of 21. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee says he has not yet seen any of the text of the proposed bill.
I kept asking to see text, and it became apparent they didn't have a bill. In fact, they don't have a deal at all. What they had was agreement on a series of very broad promises.
That audio courtesy of Fox News Sunday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
SpaceX completed 3 successful launches in little more than 36 hours early June 19th. The stretch of launches started June 17th with the Falcon 9 launch from Kennedy Space Center's Launch Complex 39A. The rocket lifted off at 12:09 p.m. Eastern, placed 53 Starlink satellites into orbit. The least affected age group during the pandemic were the young kids with virtually no deaths during the government-imposed lockdowns. Dr. Peter McCullough, American cardiologist, he was vice chief of internal medicine at Baylor University Medical Center and a professor at Texas A&M University. On Newsmax, he says he doesn't see the necessity in a COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 and under.
Yeah, I can tell you, as a doctor, I look at this carefully. Children have a very mild syndrome. It's not like our senior citizens who are at risk. We know that the vaccine is not medically necessary since 75% of children have already had the illness. The CDC told us that in February. It's not clinically indicated because it is so mild and easily managed. Even those in the hospital are easily managed if they're treated, particularly if they're treated early. We get a head start on treatment. We know that the side effects are unacceptable. There's papers by House and colleagues, MMWR, in the December 31st issue of 2021. The side effects are too great. The parents have reported that to the VSafe system.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.